Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
And did you watch episode number 2, Gab?
You know I did.
You had to.
As soon as I got home from the airport after finding my lost bag, it was into Game of Thrones.
I was on it live, which I haven't been able to do. Which I would rarely be able to do. A lot of people would have to watch a catch up or
because stream it's 11 a.m. of a Monday. It's released in Australia, so that it's released at the same time as America. Even though, did you get there was a million illegal downloads of episode 1 last week? Did you
really
see that?
No, yeah. You could get in some serious trouble for it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to spoil the whole thing right now.
Because so there won't need to be any illegal downloads.
Exactly. I'll let you know right now. This is huge. I actually found out what the ending is going to be of Game of Thrones.
How'd you find that out? Because they've got self-destructing scripts. Oh, hold on a second.
One of the most educational television shows ever to exist, Sesame Street, is how I found out. Let me
I highly doubt that Bert and Ernie know the ending of Game of Thrones.
Bert and Ernie, maybe not. They're distracted. Elmo, though, on the other hand, he can be helpful. And there's actually been a release scene on Sesame Street and the imp. Yep, the imp. And
as in Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah, and Cersei Lannister, his sister, who hate each other. They're actually at a table together and a special guest arrives. Have a listen. This is legit on Sesame Street.
I only want what's best for Westeros.
And I only want for you to not get what you want.
See? This is why you don't have any friends.
Excuse Elmo.
Who are you?
Oh, Elmo is Elmo of Sesame Street. Elmo thinks that you two need to respect each other.
I'm willing to learn and listen if you are.
Will Miss Cersei try to listen and understand what Mr. Tyrion is saying?
I can try.
So there you go. There's the ending that...
It seemed overly easy.
Elmo saves the day.
They've been killing
after
each other.
After seven seasons of
killing each
the
other
final
families.
Ends in Elmo saving the day.
Wow.
Oh, gotta love Sesame
Street. Ruined it!
Hit Breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
We had a bit of a disagreement when we first started working together, JB. It was probably...
Which one?
Yeah, which one? It was about day 3 of our duo-ship. And I brought some facts to the table that you just wanted to squash. We need to revisit this today, please.
Okay. This has narrowed it down to maybe 7 things for me in my mind. I don't know.
This was the disagreement. The word has come out today, though, that the actual reason he's back in Townsville is because he's getting married next weekend, over the Easter weekend. It's this big secret affair.
I've seen this story.
That's going down. It was in the bulletin last night.
Is there no chance that he maybe come home to see his family to say adios because he's got a new gig at the New York Jets?
Nah, there's a secret wedding man.
So there's zero chance that he come home to maybe pack a few extra things and say give hugs and kisses to family?
I believe the rumours.
I don't. I don't believe the rumours of this wedding.
We were, of course, talking about Valentine Holmes, who was back in town. The Cowboys got all excited, thinking he might sign with them. It was announced he had a deal in the States, and everyone's like, nah, he's getting married, and guess what? He did!
I have the celebration. No, I'm not playing the celebration music.
Please play the celebration music. Yeah, Gabby's right. Woo! This happened on Easter Sunday.
This is stitch up. The reason I thought, in my defense, that it was pure nonsense was because I heard that they were trying to sell their story and that they were getting married. And I figured, who the heck cares? So why would that even be true?
Well, I'm not 100% sure if they succeeded in selling the story of the wedding or the photos or the footage. But it's pretty normal for celebrities or, you know, high-profile athletes to do that. Like Who Magazine and those kind of women's trashy mags buy photos all the time of new babies and weddings.
Yeah, I know.
All the time.
Who buys the magazines?
You're looking at it.
Hit Breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
Whenever you travel, JB, do you ever get that feeling just in the pit of your stomach that maybe your bag isn't going to come out on the carousel? Do you ever just get that feeling? Just like, oh, what am I going to do?
Yes.
Every time, right?
Every single time. I always think there's going to be some drama, and that's because there's been a lot of drama.
Exactly.
I've had it a fair few times where I've had my bag go missing.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I went overseas. I was coming back through China, and I got my brother like a little touristy lighter where, and I just had it in the bag, and it turns out through China you're not allowed lighters in your bag.
So they kept your bag?
So they kept the whole bag then. But then a day later, they delivered it right to my front door, so it turned out well.
That's actually pretty handy.
I just
handy.
Didn't have to carry it.
Well, it's never actually happened to me, but I always hear the horror stories of people's bags going AWOL. So I always have this just horrible feeling, especially if my bag's not first out, that it's going to happen, that my bag is not going to show up.
Has your bag ever been first out? Because mine literally has never been the first bag
couple
out.
Of times.
Jeez,
yeah.
Lucky.
But
yeah.
This happened to me yesterday where my worst fears came true. I was at Townsville Airport. I'd flown in from Toowoomba, a direct flight.
Yeah.
And I saw my bag get put on the plane in Toowoomba, so I knew it was on the plane.
You're always looking out, watching the baggage handlers, making sure. Going, don't throw my bag too hard.
Maybe.
Take care
of
my bag.
Do you do that
too? Yeah.
I do that every time. I'm like, be gentle. Anyway, so I'm at the carousel in Townsville, and one set of bags come out from our flight, and one of my mates was on the flight. He grabbed his bag, said goodbye, off he went. And then there was this big gap and the carousel stopped.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, oh, my God.
Did the alarm go off?
Yes.
Oh.
And it was horrifying. Anyway, it started up again. And another lot of bags came out. And my boyfriend Nev's bag was one of them. Checked in at the same time as mine on the same booking. So I was like, okay, he got his. Mine's cool. Mine's on its way. He gets his and he's standing there. No more bags. And it stops again.
I know.
I was like, oh, my God, what is happening? And I knew that our plane was destined for Darwin. After dropping us off in
town. Oh, so it was one of those flights that sort of stops in a few locations and people can stay on the
plane.
So some bags would stay on the plane.
Some bags would stay on the plane.
Right.
And so it got to the point where there was about 10 of us still waiting for our bags and nothing was happening.
Yeah.
So one of the guys pressed the buzzer to get the bag handler to come out and he was like, no, there's no more bags.
Oh, no.
I was like, there is another bag. And I freaked out. I'm like, so is my bag on its way to Darwin right now? And he goes, no, it must still be in Toowoomba. I'm like, I saw it get on the plane. It is on the plane. My bag was on its way to Darwin. They
ended up
having to stop the plane, delay the plane to Darwin, get back into the baggage area and search through all the bags to find mine and these other nine people's bags that were still on the plane.
So they got them.
I got them.
Happy.
Otherwise,
ending.
If they didn't get them, I would be makeupless today because everything I own was in that bag. So you're lucky. You are welcome, JB. You are welcome. It would have been a nightmare. 13, 12, 16, though, where did your bag end up? We have Shauna. Where was it for you?
So I was actually going over to France, Toulouse, to play inline hockey for Australia.
Oh.
And I got to Toulouse and I didn't have my gear bag, which is like really, really, really large.
You don't happen to be a goalkeeper, do you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, the goalkeeper bag's
huge.
The goalkeeper bag's gigantic.
So I didn't have my bag, and then we had training and everything. We had a week before the tournament started. Yet arrived day of tournament.
No. So did you have to train without the gear? Did you lose teeth or a shin bone or something?
I didn't get to train. I didn't get to train at all.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, I don't know how this rink works. I don't know how my team works. Like, these are the first time I've met these girls. I'm like, okay.
I'll tell you what you should have done. You should have just found the nearest football grounds, stolen the goal pads, and just strapped them to yourself. Done.
Strap them on. We're
ready. Hit breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
Anzac Day coming up on Thursday, and Anzac Bickies will be out and about everywhere.
I love Anzac Bickies.
They're so good.
They're going to be out there. They'll be in the top three of my favourite Bickies.
They're pretty delish.
Yeah.
And the recipe dates back like hundreds of years because it was a traditional recipe that wives would make to send with their soldiers to World War One because the ingredients don't spoil. So there's like no
non-perishable.
Eggs in it.
Yeah,
it's non-perishable and it'll last a really long time. So it dates back around 100 years. And originally there was just oats, sugar, flour, butter, golden syrup, water, and a bit of bicarbonate soda in it.
Yeah.
That's the first recipe that was ever published back in 1926. And it turns out when it comes to the Anzac Bicky, there are very strict rules around it. If cafes, bakeries, restaurants want to make and sell them labelled Anzac biscuits, they're a protected species.
Have you ever tried to make them?
I have.
I have, and I failed. So now I'm terrified.
Well, no, you're not going to get fined. Okay. It's if there is any financial gain on these biscuits. That's where you
can
get fined.
So if I was hypothetically selling them out in front of my house...
Then you could get fined. So the government's trying to stop anyone abusing the Anzac Day biscuit or Anzac Day in general for commercial gain. That
well,
is
there's,
the whole
there's a lot of history behind it, so I understand. I understand it.
Yeah, so if cafes tamper with the Anzac biscuit recipe, so for example, if they put chopped chips in it... and still label them as Anzac biscuits, they could get fined up to $50,000.
What?
$50,000!
That is a lot.
Yes! Independent sellers, so you, if you were out the front selling them on your front lawn, you could be handed a $10,000 fine.
What?
Yes, because there's actually regulations. You need to have approval to sell Anzac Day biscuits.
I like that the proper respect is shown to the Anzac biscuit because of the history behind it and how much it does mean. But I tell you what, I'm now curious to have an Anzac Biscuit with choc chips in it.
Well, you just can't call it that. It'd just be like a golden syrup delight. I don't know.
Kid Breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
Special guest following last night's grand final of Dancing with the Stars, Gab.
This season has just been epic. I've been glued to my TV screen. I am a massive fan. And last night in the grand finale, Samuel Johnson took out the Mirrorball Trophy. We have him on with us right now. How are you, Sam?
Gabby and Gabby, how are you? I'm a bit dusty, but I'm all good.
We thought you might have been.
Was it a big night?
No, well, I've got so many commitments today. I could only have a couple of drinks, but the fatigue's starting to set in. I definitely got out of the after party pretty early. It was starting to get messy.
That is very, I guess, mature of you, Sam. Is that something you would have done before the competition, or is that...
You know what, things have changed somewhat, that's for sure. I was way dustier after the gold logie, put it that way.
Speaking of that, though, you have spoken a fair bit about how dancing has helped you with your mental health. Tell us more about that.
It helps you to move your body in any way. You know, any kind of exercise is good for the mind and good for the soul, but I found dancing to be really effective. It really changed kind of pretty much every part of me. I feel strong and fit, which I'd never felt before, and I'm living healthily, and I've got less hornets kind of buzzing around in my head than ever, and so I'm kind of a bit of a convert. This dancing caper is very, very good for the soul.
Now, I've never done much dancing myself, but I've heard it helps you, like you said, of course, the mental aspect, how much it's helped you personally. The physical aspect, have you trimmed up? Does it help out in that front a fair bit?
I don't even recognise myself in the mirror, and don't even get me started on how much I've changed in the bedroom because I don't want to go there. It's inappropriate.
You brought it up. I said nothing about a bedroom.
I was a man and now I'm a maniac. I don't know what's happened.
It's funny you should say like how fit you feel though, because you're the guy who rode around Australia on a unicycle. Like you would have had to have been a bit fit going into this.
I'm always up for a physical challenge. I spent 364 days on half a bike, and I thought these guys couldn't hurt me. I was wrong. This kind of 3.5-4 months of dancing has been far more challenging. The unicycle, you've just got to kind of sit up straight and pedal hard and not fall off. Dancing's a lot more complicated and a lot more intense and rigorous.
Yeah. So dancing's harder than riding a unicycle for a year.
So much harder, mate. What? So it challenged me on so many more levels than that. I kind of belong on a unicycle out there going around at 11k an hour. I don't know, it suits me. This dancing caper, there's so many things you have to remember. And it's a complicated thing to try and get a handle on. And I've enjoyed trying something that I'm not naturally good at and kind of challenging myself to go to unusual places because that's where the rewards lie.
Oh, well, so many rewards because you improved unbelievably over the course of the season. But both unicycling and dancing were for the same reason, to raise money for Love Your Sister, the campaign where you want to kick cancer in the pie hole, as you say it. So that's $50,000 towards that. That's pretty phenomenal.
It takes us over 9.3 million raised since my sister got sick. I promised my sister on her deathbed that I'd raise $10 million on her behalf, and I can't keep that promise. She can't see me keep that promise physically, but I'm determined to keep it regardless, and this gets me closer. I'm getting so close. If anyone listening hates cancer and wants to help out, they can visit Love Your Sister on their nearest device.
So good. I did want to ask, though, because a couple of weeks ago you said, don't vote for me because it's better if you just donate that money straight to the foundation instead. So were you expecting that you weren't going to win?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was terrified we'd raise nothing off it and that Courtney was going to take it, Courtney Act was going to take it. I just desperately want to raise funds at all times, and I'm dancing my heart out, and I want it to people to donate regardless of whether I won or not. And, so I created a little 55 cent donate button so people could choose whether to vote or donate.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, everyone voted and donated by the look of it, because 50, now 000. 50 grand is in that amazing cause. And congratulations. What are you doing with the disco ball trophy now? Is it a doorstop? Is it on your mantelpiece?
At the moment, I'm carrying it with me everywhere I go. I figure if ever there was a day to show it off, it's today.
I love it. If you see Sam out with the trophy, give him a high five.
Yeah, I'm up for some selfies today.
Oh, mate, you're amazing and incredible effort, and you've inspired me to dance, if anything.
Oh, JB.
I urge you, as Grant Denyer urged me, to do it and try it. I tell you, there's richnesses there.
Oh, mate,
all right,
love
he's coming
work.
To my dance lesson tonight. It's happening.
See you, Groovers.
Are we ready? Hit Breakfast. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.